My name is Aubrey Murphy. I am 42 years old. I have four children that range in age from 21 to 13 to 6 and a 2-year-old. I have two dogs, an English bulldog and a chihuahua. And I have a husband who is also my partner. Together we created the War Paint Project. Back in February of 2019, I received a phone call from my best friend of 24 years. Melanie called to tell me that her father had been diagnosed with cancer. When I took this call, it was like someone pulled the rug right out from beneath me. Usually when we talk to each other, you know, it's like a best friend conversation. You're going to gossip, you're going to laugh, you're going to talk to each other about your marriage and your children, and you know, you catch up as much as you can. But with social media, we're pretty much always in contact with each other, so a phone call was rare. With this phone call, I could barely understand what she was saying. It really was more tears and gasping for air and shuddering. All I could say was, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But it's my father. It's going to be okay. We ended the phone call, and in the past, anytime there was a crisis with anyone, I had always done the same thing. If it was, I would grab a piece of canvas, go to the floor, sit down, pull out paint, and paint. I hadn't painted anything for years, really just had no material, I had no enthusiasm, and I had a brand new baby. I had a baby at the age of 40, and, you know, life just kind of, I don't know, you obsess about one thing or another, and the next thing you know, you've taken that thing that you love, and you've set it aside, and it loses its importance, and that was what art was for me. Throughout my life, over the last 20 years, I would paint at least 200 paintings, and I would give them away to people that I worked with. And it wouldn't take long. I would, you know, buy a canvas. I would hear that something was happening in someone's life. I remember that I had done a painting for a benefit. A girl at my job, her father had stage 4 cancer, and they were throwing a benefit for him. And I said, "Would you like me to do a painting for your auction?" Absolutely. So here I come in hauling a painting of an elephant, and of course, you know, people would go nuts about it. And I love that they did, because I really put everything that I had into it. But it was odd that the executive vice president of a company in the heels and the suits and, you know, hiring and training and terminating and doing these big meetings every day and managing offices with 200 people was also behind the scenes someone who was an artist. So I gave her a painting, and then a person approached me and said, "Would you do a painting for me? Can I buy a painting from you?" "Well, who is it for?" "It's for my daughter." "Oh, I would love to do a painting." By the time I would paint the painting and bring it in, I'd refuse the money, and just, it's a gift. And I loved that part about it. It wasn't just painting that I loved doing. I loved that it was a gift. I loved to be able to say, "Keep your money. I don't need it." And I didn't. So I would continue doing this and becoming a person who, if you wanted to give someone a very unique gift, especially around the holidays, that I was doing paintings and I would just give them away. So I did what I had always done for Melanie and grabbed a painting, grabbed a canvas. It had already had paint on it. I had started something else. It was the only canvas I had left. I had a few things that had been hanging up, but they were all very large canvas. This one was, I don't know, maybe 16 by 20. And it was as if something else took over the paintbrush. She doesn't collect elephants. And it was just like, I needed to do an elephant painting. That was my go-to animal anyway. I've painted many elephants. I painted it. I invited her over. She got her painting. We hugged, like smothered each other in each other's shoulder, cried. And she saw her painting and she smiled and she said, "Oh my God, I love it so much." And that emotion over her painting, I don't know. It just woke something up in me. Like, I wanted to do that again for someone else. So, but I didn't know that yet. I posted on Facebook, please pray for her. Please give my best friend some support. Really want, and I showed the painting, but I really wanted everyone to know that my best friend was hurting and all the support that she gave to other people, we needed to give to her. And I don't know, the post went, it was crazy. There was like 200 comments. There was 300 sad faces. There was prayers and prayers and prayers. And, what I didn't know is that there was a child that was, holding his mother's phone, a boy by the name of Cody, autistic, who loves elephants. And he stopped for the painting, this image of an elephant, and said, "Mom, look at this painting." And she was a friend of mine that I had spoken to on Facebook back and forth whenever I sold DirecTV. And she reached out and said, "Hey, can I buy this painting? I really don't have any money, but we could work something out." And I said, "Well, this painting is for my best friend. It's gone. But I could always paint something for you. Here goes that like muscle memory of, you know, I'll paint it and I'll give it to you." And, but I didn't have any canvas. This would require that I find a way in the dead of winter in upstate New York when it's snowing and blizzard out and business is closing and I don't drive. So I would have to find someone who wanted to take a day trip with me. I guess I hadn't discovered Amazon at this point or that I could just order the canvas and have it arrive. I guess I just thought that that would take so long and that I would have to buy in bulk. So it'd be super expensive. So at the time I was working from home and I could afford a few hundred dollars. I could afford to buy canvas and have it shipped. But, you know, I only had one painting to do. So I really couldn't justify spending a lot of money and I would need to ship this to her. I couldn't justify spending all that money on one person. Maybe there was other people out there. And I got this idea that, you know, maybe if I put up a post and I ask other people if they had a child who was autistic or if they had a father or a sister or a wife or a brother or a child in their life that was a fighter, a warrior is what I called them. If you have a warrior of a diagnosis, any diagnosis in your life that you would like to have a painting made for, anything that they want, comment below and I will give you a painting for free and I'll even ship it to you for free. That was Joe's idea. Within the first hour, there were 12 people asking for a painting. And I took out my notebook and here we go. And I'm writing their name and I'm writing their diagnosis and I'm writing who the painting is for and what they would like a painting of. And I don't know, like there was just this new life that was born, this new purpose that was born. And keep in mind, I have children, I have a job, I work full time from home. I'm doing email campaigns and marketing a phone company in Buffalo, a voice over IP business. And so I can't paint and do that. And really my heart was, yeah, I need to make as much money as I possibly can. That's me just fighting poverty. If you've never been in poverty, it's the worst experience in your life. Maybe we'll get into that another day. But I would work during the day and then around 5 o'clock I would stop and here we go with the painting. And my whole family got into it. Joe built me a studio upstairs. The boys would come upstairs. We had a table for them and they had art supplies. I ordered canvas. I ordered paint. I ordered paintbrushes. And then all of a sudden, within, I don't know, a week or so, I've produced 5, 6, 7 paintings. And then I'm now shipping them out. And this awesome thing happened where as people were receiving their paintings, they were sending me videos of their warrior opening their gifts. This would become the most amazing feeling in the world to know that you could make something for someone and that their family would appreciate it so much that they would make a moment out of it. That warrior moment is really why we do this. It's so that a person knows that their family reached out to someone who paints and said, can you make something for someone that I really love? And then we do it, and we don't charge anything, and we do it for free, and we ship it for free, and it's an amazing thing. So the 12 paintings became completed, and I wondered whether or not, like, okay, so am I done? Because I had not asked for any other nominations during this time. That's not where I was. I created a post and then left it up to the universe to sort of figure it out for me. Like, what direction, what trajectory is it going to go in? And after the 12 paintings had been shipped and had been videotaped or photographed being received, and oh my God, the posts. So as I'm making these paintings, I'm showing people the paintings through social media, and I'm explaining who the painting is for, and I'm explaining why this painting is being made for this person, a warrior of childhood cancer, a warrior of autism, a warrior a warrior of Asperger's, a warrior of CDLS, a warrior of Prader-Willi. There's just so many diagnoses, things that I had never even heard of before that were surfacing through these nominations. And so sharing those stories, it put a face to a diagnosis. It put an experience, the experiences that these guys are going through. It made it like, I know that kid. I had no idea that that child was going through that or that they needed so much help. And then it gave me this platform to promote each warrior and their pages and sort of build a campaign around them that here's a person you need to know that's out there fighting, and I'm going to tag them in the post, and I want you to give them all your love. And it's really cool because I've had moms who didn't have a page, didn't have a fundraiser, didn't have any buzz around their child, and didn't know how to get the support they really needed. And so coming into their life to provide them with a painting, naturally I'm saying, do you have a fundraiser? Do you have a page? And if I hear no, I'm going to help them. I'm going to help them organize that. Because at the end of the day, you're only going to get the support that you're asking for. And if you're not asking for any support and you're suffering, it's like a double-edged sword because you don't have all of the necessary things that your child needs or that you need. And so you're suffering underneath fighting. And so that's a big mission of the War Paint Project. It always has been that if I can do something for someone and that maybe there's a person who's feeling generous that day and they meet Cody and they want to give Cody a donation, that I'm able to provide that connection for them. So out of the blue, about a week after the final painting had gone out, and I'm asking the universe and God and praying, what do I do now? Like, now I still have all this canvas and I have all this paint. Now I've got this bug where I feel like I need to take my art somewhere. And I got a message from a person out of the blue. I heard that you create paintings for children that have diseases or illnesses, and I have a child that I would like to nominate into your project. Her name is Aubrey. That's my name. And very rarely do I actually hear other children who are named Aubrey. And if I do, it's like a really big deal. Oh my God, I'm Aubrey too. But to have that kind of coincidence, it's like, those are the kinds of things that if you don't pay attention to, then you don't realize that that's your guide. And so having a person reach out to me with a child whose name was Aubrey, it gave me that answer that I needed to whether or not I should continue doing this. It was, oh, hell yes, I got to continue doing this. So I came back in and said, guess what? I have a new warrior. Her name is Aubrey. And she doubles as, you know, not only do I get to paint for, I get to continue this project, but it's sort of like a push with God's hands at my back, telling me, go for it. You can do this. And it's going to be awesome. Get out there, step out, and go find more warriors. And I didn't even need to find anyone because all of a sudden it was like, I don't know if someone shared their painting and told the story, but it's like that can and the string and, you know, word of mouth spread that I don't know. I've had experiences where it was like, I just want something that's free and I don't get the experience. We've been able to weed that out very, very, very easily now. But another group of 23 people would surface. So this was double what I had had before, and I wasn't able to afford it. At the time that I was buying Canvas for and paying for shipping, I had a bonus check from work. There was no bonus check. And that's probably because my mind and my heart were in two different places. I was trying to work, but really I'm like watching the clock so that I can get in there and paint. So I stopped really trying to get a bonus check or trying to do a great job because I wanted to do a great job for Warriors. I wanted to tell their story. I wanted to make them an awesome painting, and I wanted to give them a really good experience. And so I talked to my father and my husband about it, and I talked to my best friend about it, and they all said, why don't you do a fundraiser? I bet you people would help you with the shipping. And so I did, and they did in a huge way. Not only was I able to generate enough fundraising for canvas and paint and material and shipping, but I also had I had extra money. Something that was pulling at me is that when I'm shipping this painting off, it didn't seem like there was much to it. It's like, oh, I got a canvas. Like I wanted that gift to be bigger. So again, here comes this wave of instinct that comes over me and says, go out and find people who are giving things away for free to people who have cancer and ask them if they will just redirect their gifts to my project, and I will place their free items in the gift box that the painting is in. Because I use gallery frame means that it has a 2-inch depth that I am able to, there's space. There's that 2-inch by 20-inch space in the back of the painting that I could stack items in. So the first thing I wanted to do is I wanted to give a gift of some kind of a necklace. I had seen these lucky penny necklaces, and it was like a hole that was drilled into a penny, and it was shined up, and it was cool looking, and then they would just put it on a chain. And so I went through my house and grabbed all these pennies and put them in the lemon juice, and we drilled holes in them and put them on the necklace. And I'm like, you know, it kind of just, now it's a piece of canvas and a penny. Like, it sucks. I need this gift to look better. So, Joe was looking around on Etsy, and he found a pendant that said Warrior, and he found a pendant of an arrow, little sterling silver. Well, it's probably steel. I don't know. It's silver and it's metal. It says Warrior. And the other one says, and the other one is an arrow. So I thought, that's a cool necklace. Like, that's a Warrior necklace. There's going to have three little things on it, and they can wear it. So we bought that, we bought the chains, we bought the pendants, and that was one of our gifts. And then I saw that it was really inexpensive to buy peacock feathers. So I have a peacock tattoo on my back, and I love that animal. I've painted it many times. And my old babysitter, she had a pair of peacocks. She owned a pair. I mean, imagine my surprise whenever I was interviewing her to see if she would be a good fit to babysit my son. And I'm walking up her driveway, and there's peacocks in the lawn. Like, I think so. That's another one of those like coincidental moments that tells you that this person is right for you. But as her peacocks would shed, she would give me their feathers. And it became something that when people would come over to my house, they would go, oh my God, peacock feathers. I don't know. They're like, they're amazing because you never really see them. And so I would give each person that would come in, here, have one. And here's a little vase, and here's a scarf around it. And it was like my little parting gift for coming over to my house. So I ordered peacock feathers, and I fused them to a paintbrush, and that became my logo. It's like an arrow. But it's made out of a paintbrush and a peacock feather. So that's another gift I'm putting inside of this gift box, but it still seems pretty bland. So back to Googling things that are free for people who have cancer. That Google search gave me so many different nonprofits out there. And I would go on this mission where I'm contacting them one at a time. The Lydia Project, Lemons for Totes for Lemons, Lemons for Totes, whichever. They never responded. Lemons of Love, that's what it's called. They did not love, by the way. And I found Tenaciously Teal. Tenaciously Teal is owned by Tara Warren. I reached out to her on email and said, I have this project. I paint and give away artwork to warriors of cancer, among other illnesses. And I was wondering if you would give me your cancer care packs, and I would give them to each warrior that had cancer on your behalf. I would endorse your company. I would tag you in the posts, and I would provide you with the photos of our warriors using your items or opening up the gift to see that you've given them that you've given to the gift box. Without hesitation, she responded, definitely. How many do you need? So the first one, I think, was a dozen. And when they arrived, it was so awesome because this is now another thing that I can put in the gift box. And they're handmade bags. And inside of these handmade bags is a port pillow. It's like an elbow rest. It's handmade little pillow for your elbow for people who are receiving chemotherapy treatment. And chapstick and lotion, because that's something that people who are going through chemotherapy need. And then there's protein powder, like an individual drink powder that you can put into a, you know, a 16-ounce drink. And then there's stash tea and a protein bar and a little wooden cross that you can hold in your hand. And it's connected and tied to a card that says, you don't need to fight, just sit still. And it's something from the Bible. And then there's a prayer card. And then there's a handmade card, like the community buys cards and they handwrite best wishes, get well soon, you can do this. And each bag has a handmade card inside of it. And then there's, you know, a little thing about Tara and how she was fighting cancer and that this was her moment where she decided that she wanted to do this. So now I have Tenaciously Teal's cancer care packs. I have my peacock feather arrow. I have my Lucky Penny Warrior Arrow pendant necklace on a chain. It's like a ball chain, whatever. They were very inexpensive and it worked. And then I started writing a letter to each warrior about what their painting was and who I was and what this was. I mean, it's just odd, like a box shows up at your house, you open it up, there's a painting. There needs to be some explanation about what this is and who I am and where this is going. And of course, I wanted them to know about a very special piece of their gift, but that'll come later. So I've got a cancer care pack, I've got the necklace, and I have, and then I saw on Etsy that someone was selling Mommy and Me matching bracelets. They're adorable, and they're really cheap. That they're selling them for $20 a piece is ridiculous. It's just a, like a piece of waxed leather, cording, I guess, suede cording, and it has one bead in the middle, and each of them match. And the only thing that makes them a Mommy and Me bracelet is that one of the bracelets is smaller than the other, and they come on a card that says Mommy and Me. So I ripped that right off. I went right to Amazon. I grabbed every single color of leather. It's just a single strand of leather. And then I purchased beads. Now I'm giving Mommy and Me me bracelets, and really it's entire family. So if I find out there's five people in their family, I make five bracelets. I mean, what did it cost me? $5 for 3 miles of leather, and I have them in every color so I can give each person whatever their ribbon color is for their diagnosis. So we've got a bracelet, we've got a necklace, we've got Tenaciously Teal's cancer care packs. Then I started to think, you know, what else can I put in here? Journaling is really important to me. I collect journals. I especially love the ones that are leather, that have the handmade paper. I love a journal. Getting your thoughts out and writing things down is really important in healing and in planning and in just dreaming out loud. So I knew I wanted to put a journal in. I went to Amazon. They're actually pretty expensive. I didn't want to do this nasty little, you know, go get 20 of them and they come in and they're, you know, you can fit them in your back pocket. Like I never wanted to be cheap about this, and I would not compromise quality over cost. So I kind of just put it out there in the universe, like, I would love to have a journal put into this box, maybe even a Bible, maybe even books. I don't know. I just started to kind of dream out loud. So I went on Facebook and I started to notice that I had added or liked pages of many different people. And one of them was an author. And I thought, you know, this is a really good opportunity for me to tell people that are, you know, that are famous, I guess, or that have a lot of followers. I would like to tell them and show them what my project is and what it does, so that maybe if they could just do a post about me, that other people could find out about it. I had fundraising at this time. I had all kinds of gifts I needed to do. There was a period of time where there was just no donations at all. And that would happen pretty frequently, by the way. But I sent messages to people that make jewelry, people that make bags, people that make, I mean, just everything. Everything that anybody that I could find that owned a business, I sent them a message and said, would you help me with my project? Would you like to place a gift inside my project gift box? And how can we work together? Jacqueline Johnston responded, and of all the things in the world that she could donate, journals. She owns founded a business called Manifest It, and I would learn how important it is to just put out in the universe the things that you want and to allow God and guardian angels to come in and give them to you, that you don't have to fight and swing your fists around to get the things that you want. You can just sit back and stay still, and those things will come. Having a great attitude and knowing that you're doing things that are great for people, a lot of times you connect very easily with people that will support you. And that's really what that manifesting is all about. So now I have a journal. Now I have Cancer Care Pack. I have Mommy and Me bracelet. I have a painting. I have a peacock feather. That's my signature for sure. I have a letter that goes in the gift box. I have a certificate of authenticity that goes on adhesive paper. It's stuck to the back of the painting. This is where I would give our warriors the opportunity that if they wanted to sell their painting in the form of prints, that they could do that at 100%, that they could keep all the money. This is their painting, and I am all about using art to communicate and connect with people. So if they want to sell prints, I would even show them how to do it, and they can keep every dime. So I would also tell everyone, and to this day it rings true, anyone who donates anything to my project, even if it's once, even if it's a penny, I'm going to place their name on the back of the painting. I'm going to write their name on the back of the painting, and I'm going to keep their name there forever. Today, there are over 101 names on the back of every painting attached to the certificate of authenticity. I also name all of the businesses that help me, and I have a very special place for the guardian angels. These are people, that warriors that have been in my project that have passed away from whatever they were fighting. And it sucks. I grieve just like their family does. I bond with each person that I'm painting for. I learn their story, and it's from their story that I'm able to become a better person. I have so much gratitude for each person and the lesson that they've taught me, but we'll get to that at another time too. So I'm building this gift box, and I'm inviting anybody who wants to get in to come in and help me gift everyone. I landed on Etsy. Etsy, probably to this day, I've done at least 300 requests for artists and crafters and sellers on Etsy to donate items that go in the gift box. I'm not going to pay for them. I'm not going to pay for shipping. I'm not going to accept a coupon. I would like for them to give to me 10 to 15 items per month, and I will place their items and their business card in each gift box and give them an opportunity to be seen as generous and to be seen as kind and to be seen at all. I mean, Etsy is sometimes a very small audience. It's of other people who are on Etsy. This is a warrior of cancer, their family, seeing a business that is providing their child something as a gift for free. And it's an honorable thing to do. So I'm giving people an opportunity to be honorable. And some people took some of the artists or crafters on Etsy. They took that opportunity without hesitation and gave. Allie McGann, she gives me these, I guess they're like 6-inch by 5-inch drawstring handmade fabric bags. Inside of them, another sponsor, a company by the name of Three Lollies. They do upset stomach ginger candy. So I put the candy inside of the bags, and that's two people that give me items to put inside the gift boxes. So now I've got something. Another person came through. His name is Joe Fournier, and he owns and founded Stronghold Ministries. This is a pastor who fought cancer, who beat it, and wrote a book about it, and he sends me his books. I've sent at least 100 out, and I just got his second book yesterday. I got 10 of them. I can't wait to read it, and I can't wait to give it out. So this gift is becoming really well-rounded. I have candy, I have jewelry, I have a book, I have a journal, I have Tenacious Luteal's support, and I'm at a point where I feel like this gift that we're giving is really special, and now I want to give it to as many people as I can. So I start to ask for nominations. My father, he's an angel, set up a website for me. I've had to learn how to do HTML code. I've had to learn how to do any kind of reporting, adding things, embedding. It gets crazy, but I learned how to do it because it's important to me. If it's important, you let nothing get in your way, and that's a really important lesson. So I wrote my website. I put all the content in. I update it every day. I have 7 pages of Facebook. I'm going to put things here and there. I have 2 different emails. I'm just like all over the place and creating paintings that mean so much. And it's not just my kid likes a butterfly. It is my warrior collects blue butterflies and she's a Libra. And to take that and turn it into a story that whenever our warrior looks at their painting, that they're overwhelmed with how much of a personal touch it is and how important this gift is. To have something painted for you, I mean, that in itself is so fun. But to know that that painting came from someone who worked her ass off to give you every gift that's in there because she was inspired by your story and then took your story and showed it to thousands of people. Like that's my project. I want that project. I'm proud of that. And here we are a year later, and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and better and better. But it all had a beginning, and that beginning was really important. And that phone call with Melanie and showing her gift and being a part of that moment with her, that was the very first warrior and the very first warrior reveal. And her smile is the reason why I created this project at all. So that's what we do. My name is Aubrey. I am an artist, and I give away my artwork for free to warriors of cancer and life. If you would like to nominate someone for a free painting, go to www.thewarppaintproject.com and click nomination form. And if you would like to place something inside of the gift box, email me at thewarppaintproject@gmail.com. That's it. Thank you for listening. And I can't wait to do this. This is such a great idea for me. I don't have to be on video. It's awesome. Thanks.